بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Mr. President, we are happy to see you presiding over the meeting and are confident that under your able guidance, we shall make progress. The 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development is an important opportunity to improve lives through comprehensive, far-reaching and people-centered set of universal and transformative goals and targets. The new agenda builds on the MDGs and seeks to complete unfinished business. SDG 3 on health, ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages, is of critical significance. Prioritization of health in the SDGs essential for sustainable development goals. Mr. President, we welcome the life course approach of Goal 3 and aspire to achieve its targets. Universal health coverage is universal in its importance to all members. The challenges we face can be resolved only by building health systems capable of providing integrated people-centered care to all population everywhere. WHO has an important role to play in strengthening national health systems by providing customized guidance and assistance. Mr. President, programmatic challenges warrant urgent redressals. Addressing new health priorities without compromising existing programs require careful balance. The non-communicable diseases are becoming a global challenge in developed as well as in underdeveloped countries alike. They will sooner or later overwhelm the existing health system capacities unless rapid investments are made in disease prevention and treatment. Mr. President, Pakistan recently launched the Prime Minister National Health Insurance Program for impoverished population as an important step towards universal health coverage in a phased manner. The program will cover 3.1 million families in first phase and will provide quality services through public and private sector to the poor and marginalized sectors, creating an effective social security net. It is already having a positive effect on catastrophic health expenses borne by the poor. We also recently completed a joint external evaluation of international health regulations with the Global Health Security Agenda. Pakistan is the first country in Eastern Mediterranean region and in Asia to volunteer for the joint external evaluation of 19 technical areas under IHR and GHSA. The gap analysis as a first step has helped us to formulate a roadmap to resolve issue and to develop a resource outlay for above purpose. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, Pakistan has made major gains in eradicating polio, decreasing cases to 11 from 3 discrete areas in 2016. There is highest level of political commitment from the Prime Minister Mian Nawaz Sharif himself towards polio eradication, which has resulted in containment of cases this year. Pakistan has ensured adequate financial and other resources for this purpose. And I assure you of continued commitment of my government of ending polio, inshallah, this year. We are also maximizing on the polio program assets and resources toward complementing immunization and health systems and ensuring emergency preparedness. Mr. President, the implication of the SDGs on WHO work is immense, placing new demands on WHO at all levels for the organization to play a leading role in implementation of the health-related SDGs. Potential changes may be required regarding WHO priorities and methods of work. For the alignment of the 13th health target in the new agenda with both WHO program of work and most national health care concerns are more streamlined, an integrated approach is desired. The integrated nature of sustainable development goals provides an opportunity for WHO to pursue a more active role in addressing the various health determinants. Adopted approaches need to be innovative, inclusive, result-oriented and responsive to the differentiated needs of the countries. Mr. President, we look forward to receiving reporting on a regular basis on global progress toward achieving the goals and targets of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development Goals. Together we have, and together we can find solutions to common problem with the requisite will and determination. At the end, I wish 69th World Debt Assembly great success in its deliberation. Pakistan, Zindabad.